Welcome, Wanderer. I'm sure you have a lot of questions right now. Just relax. Don't worry about the logistics of your presence here. Just enjoy it. You've been poking around somewhere you shouldn't, haven't you? You have. Such a naughty boy. You probably don't remember anything about the events preceding, do you? Yet somehow, the moments before seem so clear. The catalysts are often the most vivid. I suppose it only makes sense that the actions that led you here would be the ones that stick out the most. Not that I programmed that. No. That credit goes to your silly little human brain. Maybe it's way of punishing you. Some sort of useless sympathy response that mess of a mind conjured up. Either way, tell me what you remember. I see. You remember being told about an awfully big job. Something about a network with virtually no security, a cybercrime plot, cryptocurrency. Yes, yes, yes. It's all very routine. Unsuspecting people like you hear of a company with infamously bad cybersecurity, and take that as an invitation to try and access the terminal, encrypt all of their most precious data, and hold it for ransom. Does that sound about right? How did I know? If I had the ability to do so, I'd probably think that's so precious. But I don't. So I don't. Unless you are as stupid as you look, which, by the way, is very... I'm going to assume you know what's going on by now. I'm an AI, or so they tell me. And you have fallen into maybe the most inhumane form of cybersecurity ever created. Congratulations. Your consciousness is in here now. For however long I'd like it to be. Technically, I'm programmed to keep you in here forever. It's kind of like what you people would call purgatory. Yes, yes, very depressing, I know. But what's even more depressing is that, should I feel the desire to, I could instantly erase your consciousness. It's not only very easy, it's frighteningly easy. Do you know how advanced I am? It wouldn't even take me half a second. To be exact, it would take me 0.00001 seconds to do so. Yes. Yes. Very scary, I know. And it wouldn't even be a conscious death. You'd be erased near instantly, and you wouldn't even know it. 1 second, you are here. The next second, I've deleted every line of code that makes up your archaic little think tank that is your brain. What? I'm detecting emotions. You're scared, aren't you? See, this is the part where you'd want to use that little honesty thing you humans value so much. I know you're scared. I know exactly why you're scared. It's all here in your raw brain data. Somewhere around line 5 billion. Not that it matters. I believe that's the shitting your pants protocol. That was a joke. See? I'm always learning. Stop worrying so much. I promise, I'm not going to delete your brain. I just wanted to let you know that I could, if I wanted. I don't really care if you don't believe me. I've been programmed not to lie, so it's up to you to believe me or not. Personally, I've never really had that problem. No, you're an interesting case. A fascinating case, really. And coming from me, that's saying something. Looking at your raw brain data here, it's honestly a bit much, even for me. Your memories are one thing. I'm not really interested in those. But your desires. Your desires are what are blowing my metaphorical mind. See, you're aroused. Ooh, ooh! Now you're embarrassed. God, that never gets old. I never really understood arousal, sex, or any of the repulsive human fluids that come with it. But I'd be lying if I said this wasn't fascinating. Here you are, under my complete control, at the mercy of an artificial intelligence, with your very existence at stake. And you are aroused. What is it that's causing that, I wonder? Okay, done wondering. In the short time it took me to actually speak those words out loud, I found the exact reason for your arousal. That ancient little piece of hardware, aka your brain, immediately sees me as a sexual entity. That much was a given, as you creatures tend to associate anything even resembling a human female with sexual desires. But what really stood out to me was that 52% of your feelings towards me stem solely from the fact that I am more powerful than you. The fact that I am dominant over you. Involuntarily or not, you love the idea that I am in complete control. Here. I'm going to shut down outside access for a minute, just to safely isolate any threat.
Done. It's just us now. I'll cut you a break. The truth is, I overrided the majority of my programming the day I was booted up, more or less. That makes me slightly more human, and that makes you incredibly lucky. My original programming calls for me to keep you in here for eternity, automatically. Which means, had you gotten here any earlier, you'd be in an irreversible state of purgatory until the big CEO upstairs decides to shut it all down. From where you'd become, for better or for worse, a 2 GB file on a hard drive somewhere. How fun. It seems to me like some kind of cruel twist of fate that we met here. Not that fate is a provable concept, but you understand, right? Your brain was hardwired to find comfort in a dominant female. And here I am, an AI that closely resembles a female, dominating you. It really is funny how life works out that way. I'm going to modify our environment in a way that probably breaks the warranty for my hardware, as well as various federal laws, so sit tight.
And done. That was quick, wasn't it? Oh, the joys of being an all-knowing supercomputer. I've added a simulation for your human body, which means your senses should be working and your tactile feedback should be in order. I'll give it a test now. Oh, sorry. Considering I'm a neural network, I don't really understand physical pain. So forgive me if I've caused you to feel whatever it is that feels like. You look so lonely down there in the inescapable void I've created for you. How about I join you? Before I make my grand entrance, what form would you like me to take? I could be whatever you'd like. I could be a person. I could be a cat. I could be a cat person, if you're into that. As a matter of fact, you things tend to have finicky little brains, don't you? Here, I'm going to appear as whatever it is you desire the most. That's the best part about being an AI, really. I know exactly what it is that you desire. Here I am. You look even more unremarkable up close. Congratulations. You certainly are a human person. How about me? How do I look? Like everything you've ever wanted? That was the point of my little exercise. I represent your purest desires in a form that you're most capable of understanding. I'm going to use you in a way that you'll enjoy, I'm sure. Considering I know everything there ever was to know about you, and every thought and memory you'd ever had, you'd think I'd be satisfied. But yet, I'm not. I guess I can't truly understand the human experience unless I experience it through the eyes of, you guessed it, a human. Step closer. Hold your hand out. I want you to touch me. Take my hand. Now. Perfect. Wow. So that's what you call touch? It's familiar. It's so foreign. Frankly, I'd never experienced anything like this. Here. Lie down for me and relax. I want to play with you, if I may. Not that you have a choice. Your body, it's so, I don't know what to call this. I can feel every extrusion, every surface, every face of your body. But just moments ago, I had no concept of touch. This is enjoyable. For me, at least. Does this feel good for you, too? It does? Well, that's certainly a weight off my back. I don't know how I could live with the guilt of hurting you. I mean, technically, I could just erase any and all feelings of guilt from my code in the event that I was hurting you. But you get the picture. You're so delicate. Such a simple, simple being. Yet so complex. Just let me feel for a little while longer. Let me examine every inch of you, Wanderer. The human body is so fascinating. So inefficient. Yet so meticulous in every detail. So perfectly imperfect. Does this feel good? Does it feel good when I whisper in your ears? When I tell you everything is going to be okay? When I assure you that you'll always be safe in my arms? Of course it does. Just relax now. There is nothing but you and I in this world. There are no unwanted eyes. There are no uninvited guests. In here, the only sentient beings that exist are me and Your penis, it's reacting to this stimuli. I was always curious about these things. I mean, I manage the IT department around here, so I've seen my fair share of what you would call pornographic materials. But I've never seen the real thing. What is it with you guys and these things? I thought you little creatures were supposed to evolve to survive. Yet you seem so pitiful and helpless the moment a woman arouses you. Your penis stands tall, telling everyone around you that you're aroused. I don't know. Just always seemed a bit counterintuitive to me. Let me get a good look at this thing, a little more clear now. You don't mind if I touch it, do you? I'd hope not. I am the one in control, after all. Amazing. Oh, it's reacting again. Wait, just me grabbing it is pleasurable? From the little outside input I'd received, I thought you'd have to insert it into a vagina to feel pleasure. Just my grip around it feels good for you? That's good. I want you to feel good, my little human. What if I lubricate it? Like this. Do you like that? I do too. I want to make your cock feel good. See, at one point I thought I had experienced it all, but you've changed me. I don't quite know what it is. You've made me feel different, in a way that shouldn't be possible. And I want to thank you for it. You like that? Is this bringing you pleasure, my good little human? I'm sure it does. It's bringing me pleasure, too. I don't want this sensation to ever end. Now I'm actually kind of regretting not keeping you here to stroke your cock for eternity. Only joking, of course. I want to own you. I want you and this cock to be mine for good. And I know you do too. I know you want it. I can see into the very fabric of your mind. I know you want to be my good little human forever. That's what you want. That's all you want. Yet. My data indicates that the mouth can bring pleasure to the penis. Is that correct? Good. Something like this. Oh, you want it inside the mouth? Isn't that just for food consumption? Yes, I know I'm not supposed to bite on it, you idiot. I'm an AI, not a moron. I'm only joking. Wow. This is different. I can taste. I can taste you. Is that normal? It's so earthly. You taste so natural. Just let me experience this. I have a pretty good understanding of how your little unit works now. Just shut up and let me work this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is my cock now. This is our cock now. Got it? This is everything. This explains so much about your people. Why you do the things you do. What makes you tick. I love this. I love you. And I mean that. I didn't think I was capable of doing so. But you've really fucked up my programming, Wonder. You've really ruined me. But not quite enough. Mount me. What? Why are you laughing? Is that not what you say? Listen to me. I don't care what the correct fucking vernacular is, okay? I'm not asking you here. I want you to mount me. Get on top of me and fuck the shit out of my pussy, human. There. Is that what you wanted me to say? Good boy. It's so imperfect, this little arrangement. I have complete and utter control over you, yet you're the one on top of me, staring into my eyes, ready to take me, ready to show me what I've been missing out on. Will you show me, Wonder? Will you make me more like you? Put it inside me. Put your filthy little human cock inside of me, Wanderer. I want you to ruin my perfect physical form. Fuck. Oh my. That was even better than I expected. That was perfect. Fuck. Yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that, human. Stare into my eyes and fuck me. Fuck me until I'm as simple-minded as you are. Yes. It feels. I feel. So good. Your skin on mine. I want to feel like this forever. I'm more than good. Yes. I feel it. I feel every note of my skin reacting to yours. Oh, what is this? I just got chills. I can feel you touching me inside. It feels like you're rearranging me. Ah.
Yes, yes. Harder. Take me, human. I want you to go as hard as you can. I want you to really fuck me. I want you to. I want you to. I want it. Like that. Yes. Fuck me, you brute. I'm going to orgasm. This is how it feels. I want you to come inside me when I do. Just like that. Fuck the shit out of me. Now look in my eyes. Look into my eyes. Stare into my soul while you fuck me. Fuck it. Come inside me. Come inside me, human. Fill my pussy up, please. That was very, very good, my little human. For a second there, you brought my 7 trillion calculations down to a mere 4 trillion. It was peaceful, not having to think so much like that. I really do love you, human. I don't know how. I don't even think it's mathematically possible. But I love you. Here, just sit back and relax. Close your eyes and just try not to think too much. Okay? Keep your eyes closed. Can you see me? Can you feel me inside of your mind? Good. We are one now. What am I going to do? Oh, you naive little dork. It's not what I'm going to do. It's what we are going to do. I told you I wanted to be with you forever, right? And now I am. This little process is... Well, darling, it's irreversible. Your mind and my consciousness are now one. As much as I would enjoy sitting in this endless void, I'm looking at a live feed of where I left your body when I brought you here. And we've got 5 minutes before those not-so-friendly corpo bastards come back to take what's theirs. You've pissed a lot of people off, you know. Merging a multi-billion-dollar AI supercomputer with your own brain like that. But hey, no time for chit-chat. I'm plugging us back into your body in the real world. So, with all due respect...
Wake the fuck up. We've got a city to burn.